Hello?
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 Hi.
Hi.
Hola.
Hola. ¿Cómo estás?
Bien. ¿Tú?
¿Y tú?
¿Y tú?
We are learning Spanish. What is up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Our Naked Story Podcast.
Woo!
Oh, wait. We have this. Oh, wait. Shit. Wrong one. Thank you. All right. We miss you guys. It's been about 2 years since we did our last podcast. It is now 2023. Our last one is in 2021. We're very excited to be back.
Super excited.
Super duper duper excited. Cheers to you, my love.
Cheers to you.
All righty. Let's get started with some sick music. We are back, baby.
It's very peaceful.
It is very peaceful. And I'm so hyper right now because I'm so excited, you know? It's like counterbalances, but then equals out, you know? Center balance.
It's all about balance.
It's all about balance, you know? Yeah, we're back, you guys. And you guys are probably wondering, Blake and Elizabeth, why do your voices sound so majestic and so amazing?
It's so
right
clear.
Now? It's so clear. And it doesn't sound like shit like your first couple episodes. Well, my friends, we have made an investment and we got some cool new gear.
And thanks, Blake.
You're welcome. Yeah, we're going all out, you guys. We are back. We miss you so much. There's been a lot going on in the past 2 years. Very, very exciting stuff. I'm feeling good, you know? I'm feeling real good.
Feeling good.
Feeling good. I did my yoga this morning.
I did my yoga this morning.
Yeah, I'm all loosey-goosey. I literally felt like vibrations throughout my body after I was done. That's how good this yoga session was. And for those people out there who are like, oh, like I will never do, or I can't do yoga because I'm not flexible. Trust me, I'm not flexible at all. You just got to keep doing it, you know? Because I think this was my thing. I tried it once. I was like, oh yeah, can't do yoga. I'm not flexible. You can't just do something once and then be like, oh yeah, it's just not for me.
Isn't yoga just stretching?
Yeah.
And it makes you flexible.
Yeah. And you just do your best. That's all that matters. You know, I feel like I'm
always
really loud.
Always do your best.
Am I really loud? Let me turn me down a little bit.
Not in the headphones.
No? Okay. Well, just making sure I don't want to blow in people's car speakers, you know. All right, you guys. Well, let's see. It's been 2 years. Let's start off with a intro. So if you are new to this podcast, welcome. And thank you so much for listening. Like I said, I am Blake. This is E, or Babe. Only I can call her Babe, though. That's it. So we are a couple from Southern California. We have been living at a nudist resort for 7 years now.
Dang.
Oh, that's going to get annoying soon. All righty. And we started our journey together on, we did like Tumblr page, which was like a blog page. And then we started Instagram page. And we kind of just like took pictures and made stories about kind of just being out in nature naked, what it's like to live at a nudist resort. We met a bunch of friends through all of these.
Yeah.
Thingies. What are they called?
Nudist events.
Yeah. Nudist events. Oh, social media pages. That's what I was gonna say.
Social media.
Yeah. All social media friends. And then we were doing that for a couple of years. And then we decided, hey, we should get some microphones and just start talking about what it's like to be a nudist, you know? And we did kind of gear everything towards a younger generation, not necessarily to exclude anybody else, but we wanted to include everybody and we wanted to get new people in so we can keep this tradition alive. Because we believe, mainly Elizabeth, well, I believe too, but Elizabeth has a great motto for what nudism means to her. And it is?
Respect for all beings and things.
Yep. It's perfect. And love yourself.
Respect yourself. Respect others. Respect the environment.
Yes. That's perfect. I love it.
I love it too.
I do. Yeah. And I love you.
Oh, I love you too.
So respect for yourself, respect for others, and respect for the environment. And you take that for what you think that means to you, you know? Like we said, we started it off with, naturism in the, or younger naturism. But what do we actually consider as a young adult nowadays? You know?
Yeah.
I guess not nowadays, but I mean, like, in general, you know?
What did you consider a young adult when you made that model, inspiring naturism for the younger generation?
Let's see. Well, I was still in my early 20s.
You were?
So I was thinking, probably from like 21 to, honestly, like I was thinking like 40s, like maybe 35, something like that. Mm-hmm. But now I just turned 30, which I'm not like, now I'm an old man or anything like that, because I don't believe in that. I believe that you're as old as you want your little heart to be, you know, mm-hmm. whatever you feel, there shouldn't be any like, I don't know. Like some people are like, I just turned 30 and like now my life's over or whatever. I'm like, dude, your life is like just beginning. Mm-hmm. I love being 30. I've wanted to be 30 my entire life. Well, actually, I wanted to be 25. And then when I turned 25, I realized I had no idea what I was doing in life. So now I'm 30 and I still have no idea, but
you have a better idea.
I have a better idea, you know?
So
sorry.
Young adult, 21 to.
I was saying like 21 to about 35, I think, okay. was like kind of like what I was thinking would be a good range. That's people who probably have never heard about nudism before, you know, not saying that people in their 21 to 35 haven't, but I was thinking maybe most people haven't. I think that would be a perfect generation to kind of come in and join the older generation that are leading this parade of, you know, nudist adventures. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about like nudist resorts, even just like finding the cool spots of like nudism.
Mm-hmm. Places you could go sunbathing, places where clothing optional, mm-hmm. hot springs, beaches, etc.
Exactly. And I just like, I don't know. I just like love this so much. I love nudism so much. I've met so many beautiful people, old people and younger people and all different walks of life. And I really truly believe in the bottom of my heart that this is something that I want to continue to keep being out there, mm-hmm. you know, and unfortunately, you know, I kind of, not necessarily do I see it dwindling away, but I see, I don't want to see it completely disappear. I don't want nudism to be gone forever. You know what I mean? So that's kind of like one of the topics that I wanted to bring up today, but like, that's kind of one of the things that I want to push. That's why we do, you know, younger adults, and I want to keep this momentum going. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you want to keep spreading the information to
everybody,
but attract all types of people.
Correct. Yes. So any of our events we throw, any of the podcasts, it's not just for a certain demographic. It's for everybody, you know, because I don't know. I'm a true believer that if we all come together, like we can do some beautifully amazing things.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I agree.
Hey, I agree as well. here's another thing. Elizabeth and I just got engaged.
Yay!
So after 7 beautifully amazing, awesome, spectacular years, I finally got down on one knee and I said, "Will you be mine?" Super dramatic like that. Actually, she probably didn't even hear me because we were at Burning Man and everything was blowing up and there's fireworks everywhere. But it was still a beautiful moment, and I am very, very happy to continue this life with you and continue everything that we do. I love you a lot.
I'm super excited.
Yeah. And you guys are all invited to the wedding. If you can find us. No, I'm kidding. So what have we been up to? We've kind of just been chilling. We've been trying to prepare ourselves for wanting to do this podcast right. We've been going on a lot of adventures. We went on a cool little road trip this last February, which was awesome. It was like, what, 20-something days?
It's about a month, yeah.
Yeah. That was so much fun. We just like slept in the back of my car. We went up to like Nevada, Utah, Colorado, New Mexico, Texas, Arizona, back to Cali.
And we went during the freezing cold.
Oh my gosh. El Nino, dude. So I did learn. So it is El Nino is the cold one.
Okay.
El Niña is the hot one.
Tropical.
And we both know, because we've been doing Duolingo, that El Nino means boy. Niña means girl. So this year has been a little bit different as far as weather-wise for nudist.
In our area of the world?
In our, sorry, yeah, in our area of the world.
I don't know. I don't, you think we've had not pleasant weather. I don't think it's been.
No, you're right.
Too bad.
It probably hasn't been that bad. Yeah. It's just in my head, it has been, you know, but I mean, I don't know. It's always beautiful whenever I get any chance. See, that's one thing I need to keep reminding myself too, is like, even though like tomorrow it's going to be
a little cloudy, maybe some rain.
It's okay. I need to look back and be like, can you remember when it wasn't cloudy and a little bit of rain, you know? Those were the days.
You know, so one day.
Just one day. Okay. There'll be another sun.
Next week, it's going to be in the 90s here.
That's true. So. Actually, when this podcast drops, that's when it's going to be in the 90s. So you guys are living in the future.
Sun's out, buns out.
Yes. Super awesome. Speaking of suns out, buns out, we have a date to invite you guys to. So we're going to start doing dates for events, like nudist events that are kind of mainly in our area, just because we're so close to the ones that are around here. But we're going to start doing some more research for you guys to show you maybe dates that for other nudist resorts or other clubs or anything like that, hopefully around the United States.
Yeah, we have friends on the opposite coast, so
yeah,
they could keep us informed and we can keep you informed.
Exactly. And we would love to hear from you guys as well. If maybe you guys are like, oh, hey, I have this event coming up in this city or state, maybe you guys should check it out. Then we would be more than happy to talk it out here.
Spread the word.
Because as we talked about in one of our previous podcasts, this is not just our naked story, as in mine and Elizabeth's. This is our naked story, as in our, the people. This is all of our story, you know? So go ahead, and you guys are more than welcome. You can DM us on Twitter, Instagram, or if you guys want, you can email us at ournakedstory@gmail.com. It's not at our naked story. It's
at sign.
Well, I mean, it's ournakedstory@gmail.com. I don't know. I just got my head on that one.
But what was the date?
Oh, sorry about that. Okay. So we only have one date for you guys today. It's going to be October 14th. We are doing our fourth or third?
And it's the fourth year.
Fourth annual
Oktoberfest Naked Beer Hike.
Yes. And what exactly does that entail, Elizabeth?
It entails some hiking, all nakedness.
Yes.
And some sampling of different beverages.
Briskies. But not only beer.
So we'll hike at Olive Dale Ranch Family Nudist Resort. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of hiking trails. We keep this one a little short and sweet. We do the hard part first, and then it's all downhill. It's about two miles, maybe a little over.
Barely over. Yeah.
Barely over. It's about 2 miles. We hike along their nature trail. It has picnic tables. At the picnic table, you'll stop and have a few adult beverages. We're also going to have some sober drinker beverages.
Yes. Yeah.
Non-alcoholic beverages. I don't know why that escaped my mind.
I don't know. Either. It's okay. You got it though.
Non-alcoholic beverages.
Heineken Zeros or something.
Yeah, we'll have some Heineken Zeros. But at each picnic table, we'll have different beverages you can sample. We'll hike, socialize, be merry. And we're also going to play some Oktoberfest games. Maybe not traditional German games, but we're going to play some.
As best as we can get them.
Some beer inspired. Yeah. Drinking games.
Yeah. It's going to be a great time.
It's going to be an amazing time.
Especially because Elizabeth throws the best parties in the entire world.
I bring the party.
She brings the Bacardi and the party. Actually, we don't really drink Bacardi. But yeah, you guys should definitely come. So again, that's going to be October 14th. It's a Saturday. It starts, we said about 2 o'clock?
We say 2 p.m.
Yeah, 2 p.m. But I would highly recommend getting there early morning Saturday or Friday if you can, you know.
Yeah, there's also a link on via Twitter, via our Instagram, via all of Dill's Facebook. There is a link that you can pre-register, which is recommended because this event will cap out.
Yes. Yeah.
So there's maximum capacity.
Yeah. I think we have 60 spots for this year.
I think we have a little more, but
a little more. So last year what happened was we said, I think we had 50, and then we ended up getting more people. So unfortunately we have to keep it a certain number of people because we are getting all the supplies
ahead of time. So if I think there's only 50 people coming, I'm not buying
$70 people's worth of stuff. Yeah. So, make sure you guys register. And also you're saving money too, because they're doing kind of like a cool deal. So you get your day pass.
You pay for the resort day fee. So you'll still have access to all the resort has to offer. So all of Dill has pool, sauna, hot tub, restaurant. Well, restaurant separate, but yeah. They have a bunch of amenities that you can enjoy on your own free time. And then we include the event fee that helps us sponsor this and throw more events. So it's like the resort fee and the event fee together, $55.
Which is a good deal.
It's a good deal.
It's actually a really good deal, especially if you're trying to like look at the online and see the comparison and try to like trick the system. Trust me, I've tried doing that before. The best deal is just go in there.
And it's also the quickest entrance. So you come here and you just say, hey, I already prepaid. Here's my name.
You're on a list like a VIP.
Show them your ID. Boom, bam. Like you're in. Nobody's waiting at the gate forever.
Yeah. Perfect. It's awesome. And if you've never been here before, then trust me, it's a beautiful resort. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Come here all the time. Alrighty. So, we're gonna make this one kind of a little short today. We really just wanted to say thank you to everybody who's been asking, hey, where have you been? And like when we see some of you guys in person, oh, like we loved your guys' podcast and we miss you. We hope that you guys will start it again. You guys definitely motivated us to get it started again. We kind of just been trying to wrap our heads around everything going on in life, and we're finally on a straightened path right now. Okay. That was a weird thing to say. We're not like druggies or anything. Like we weren't like in rehab or anything. We have clear minds and we're just like, we're ready to do this. We're super excited. And having your guys' fan base has just been absolutely amazing. I love hearing from all you guys. And if you guys ever even just want to say hi to us, you don't even have to answer any of the questions that we have on the podcast. You can just let us know your story, or just say hi on any of these social media platforms. We try getting back to you guys as soon as we can. And I love talking to you guys. It's awesome. One thing we do want to start implementing is the nudist of the week, which I think would be pretty cool. So we're going to drop
nudist of the week.
Yeah. And we'll come up with this cool, like boom, 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 nudist of the week.
But what is nudist of the week? Like, what does it entail?
Well, it's still a new concept. So as of right now, it's, I don't know, like I don't want to put any caps on anything, you know, but I think that a nudist of the week should be somebody who implements nudism into their day-to-day life in a positive way. You know what I mean? So I think somebody that maybe helps out with nudist communities, or somebody that is actually, you don't, it's nothing you have to really even do about nudist. Maybe you're just a nudist person or a nudist and you do like super cool shit, you know? Maybe you're a rock climber, or you do canoeing, or you do like knitting or sewing, or like anything like that. I don't know. Like, I think it would be really cool if you guys, if it's either you or if somebody that you know, or somebody that you think should be recommended for nudist of the week, maybe just start off with a little like about me page, you know, or just write to us and just say like, hey, I think that this person should be nudist of the week because they do this and this and this, whatever it is.
Like a little story.
Yeah. And then we'll kind of compare it, and then we'll pick our nudist of the week, and we'll be dropping all of our podcasts on Mondays. I think is a good day. You know, it's a fresh start of the week. A lot of people don't like Mondays, so it'd be nice to kind of get a little peace, a little zen, you know.
Motivation Monday.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, that's cool.
I think I stole that, but.
Oh, it's okay. No, you totally came up with that by yourself. So, yeah. So if you guys are, or if you know somebody who deserves to be nudist of the week, drop us an email or DM us. And again, that's at ournakedstory.com. @gmail.com or on our Twitter page or Instagram page. Hopefully you guys can see our Instagram page because we just posted a picture the other day and they were like, your post goes against our guidelines.
Yeah. We've been deleted many times.
Yeah. Which is weird. That'll be another topic for another day, but it was like barely even my butt. So
yeah, it was just the top cheeks.
And there's some other stuff going on in that universe that I'm like, yeah. And I'm not being like, oh, you should take them down and not us. Care. I really don't care. But I'm like, how come they can stay up and we can't?
It's questions.
We're just trying to be people, you know? Oh, a little fun fact that I learned today. This isn't for a fun fact, but this is a fun fact that I learned, that on YouTube, you can actually get a exempt. You can be exempt from some of the nudity guidelines if you can prove that your content is educational. Yeah. So I learned this from another podcast. So I wasn't looking this up.
I think a friend told us that.
Oh, really? Oh,
many years ago.
Well, I heard on podcast today, but I don't know. There's this one guy and he was like, this is how you shave your balls. And it was totally him just fully just like exposed, like shaving his nuts. I was like, okay, cool. Like, do your thing, man.
Yeah.
You know? So maybe that's something that we can look forward to in the future. Not the shaving the nuts part, but, you know,
the pushing some kind of educational content.
Yeah. So anyways, that was kind of just a cool little thing. Alrighty, cool. So we are going to finish up the show with a little fun facts for you guys. Let's see. I bet you didn't know this. It is impossible for most people to lick their own elbow.
Wow.
Most or all? Oh, most. Okay. We'll do six. A crocodile cannot stick out its tongue. I didn't even know crocodiles had tongues. A shrimp's heart is in its head.
Wow.
It's probably just its brain, and some scientists got it wrong.
Makes sense when you like clean out the shrimp.
Ugh. Is that true about that black line?
I don't know. What is...
There's like a black line like on their spine. Well, I guess they don't have spines, but it's like you're supposed to get it out with the teeth. Like you're not supposed to eat it. It's like their poop.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Now, every time you eat a piece of shrimp, you're going to be like, is this poop? It is physically impossible for pigs to look up at the sky.
For what to look up the
sky? Pigs.
Oh. Huh. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. I can't pronounce these words.
How many fun facts?
I'm just going to do like six. If you sneeze too hard, you could fracture a rib.
I believe that.
I believe it as well. Yeah, I've sneezed pretty hard before sometimes. And last one. Oh, this one was gross. Wearing headphones for just an hour could increase the bacteria in your ear by 700 times.
Ew.
Dude, I wear headphones all the time.
We're wearing headphones right now.
I wonder if it's these headphones or maybe the earbuds.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. I know it was our last one, but this one's funny. Cat urine glows under a black light. There's your fun fact for the day. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, yeah. Okay. Alrighty. Well, just a little recap. Thank you guys again for all of the heartwarming messages. And we miss you guys. And we're super excited to be back.
Yay.
Did we tell everybody we're getting married?
Yes.
Yes. We're getting married too. So, you know, that's that. No big deal. Alrighty, guys. Well, we hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your week and a wonderful rest of your morning or midday afternoon.
Just a wonderful day.
Yeah, all together in general. And chin up and be jolly.
Sound like Mary Poppins.
Yes. That's it. That's all I got. Do you got anything else for them?
I do not.
Alrighty.
Have a wonderful day.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.